live from the shores of the Redneck Riviera in beautiful downtown Orange Beach, Alabama. It's the Big and Bog Show. And here they are. Big and Bog!
Come on out.
Hey,
damn, Bog.
Whoa.
Damn.
Who was there? Who was in there? Whoa. Okay.
Whose idea was it to get us a dressing room on the Redneck Riviera?
I tell you what. Thanks, fellas. The Margarellos. Let's have it. Hand for them. Hey. Yeah.
A nice dressing room there.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thanks, fellas.
Well,
we're here.
And then look, you're wounded, Bog.
I did. I ran into the dressing room.
In the dressing room. It's not lit in there, is it?
No, it's not. It's
we're going to have to look at the rider on that and get us some lighting in our dressing room there.
Well, let's talk about this.
No.
All right,
well, no, we need to talk about
what?
We did nothing wrong. We had a little R&R here back in 1978.
Oh, yes. We're on the Redneck Riviera.
Gulf That's
Shores,
right.
Alabama, Orange Beach, Alabama, Perdita Key. Yeah, my stomping ground.
I remember you saying we should stop at the old Alabama State Park. It used to have a motel there.
We were tired. We'd done a couple of shows. We needed some R&R.
That's right. We'd been in Tallahassee.
Yes.
And it'd been a fabulous show. It might have been a double show. I think it was.
It was.
Yeah.
And we were on our way to Mardi Gras.
Yeah, in Mobile.
Yeah.
That's right. So we had 2 days off. And so you said, this is the perfect spot.
I went back to what was my childhood vacation.
That's right. I think
here.
It was the Green Winnie Tour. I'm pretty sure it was. What have
Green
I got
Winnie
my earplugs in for? Hey, how are you?
Hey, man.
Yay! Here we are. I can hear you. I was getting ready for the stage. Excuse me, fellas.
How many coffees did you have?
Quite a few. I got guests. I got a lot of guests
tonight.
You got
a lot of guests back there.
You got a lot of guests.
Family. Oh, I got family coming out of the woodwork here, man.
I loved it when they walked
in. That's why we were hiding in the porta potty. They couldn't find us in there. Nobody would go
but
in.
But they're around. They're around. I tell you, I couldn't.
Don't tell my sister and all my relatives I was in there. They'd kill me.
I know.
No, but we stopped off for a couple of days because we're going to have R&R. And the other thing was, in those days, there was alcohol beverage control in the great progressive state of Alabama.
Right. And you thought the bars were going to be closed because it was in.
Yeah, and I thought that would be a good thing for us at that time.
Exactly.
I miscalculated.
Yeah, because it was open and
was open and there was nobody else there and we kind of whooped it up.
Yes, our old dear friend, Mr. Fingers Taylor
and
Little
yes.
Walter. All of a sudden we hear.
There went the vacation. It was all down. Let's say we arrived in, was it Mobile, Alabama? I mean, Mobile Mardi Gras? Was it?
It was Mobile.
Mobile Mardi Gras.
Yeah. I remember.
And let's just say we arrived in the shape that, you know, you can do at Mardi Gras, but it wasn't the plan.
And as I remember, as we pulled up to play the gig, there was our old dear friend, Hunter Thompson.
That was correct. Hunter Thompson and my sister was there, too.
Yes, I remember that very well.
For those of you who know my sister Lucy Buffett's fine restaurants and establishments now, a pillar of the community right now. Back in those days, she would have been turned into a pillar of salt, you know.
Where is she? To defend herself.
Oh.
Woo! She doesn't know you're talking about her.
And, that was an interesting, evening when Hunter Thompson came to visit and hooked up with my sister in her frisky days, we'll call them.
Well, they were frisky.
They were frisky days, yeah. So, yeah, we got lots of good memories. Now, let's go on.
Well, let's see. Well,
we were here for the Gulf Show after the oil spill.
That was good. That was a special show.
Yep. It's a very special show with some special people.
That was one that we had to come back for.
We did. We were going to do it, and then a hurricane came, and I came and played Lulu's because people are already here, and then we had to come back and do the show. But it was things are good on the Gulf, and people should come visit. And so we're back here in Orange Beach. What's this place called?
The Wharf.
Fishing boats and boats out there. This is a cool place. I mean, so I knew that they were doing shows here. We came back and to the good local home folks. We sold out.
Sold out.
Two of my favorite words. Sold out.
Sold out.
Out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we're not far from your old stomping grounds, the
what?
Home of the Mullet Toss.
The Mullet Toss. And the Mullet Toss is this weekend down here.
Yeah.
Us at the Wharf, the Mullet Toss at the Floribama, that's like the Redneck Riviera rapture. At this point, they ought to just walk into the ocean and drown.
Amen.
Because, I mean, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
If there's ever going to be a rapture, brother, it is right now with the Mullet Toss and us. Yes, it is.
Come in here, so we'll save your tainted soul, you fishing fool.
That's Roger, our drummer. He's come here to get a little fishing religion.
That's right.
Oh, and then look who's hiding in the corner over there. He's got some relatives down here, too.
Lyman's
the guest.
Yeah.
And for those of you who want to know, the Reeferettes were on from Tampa with a beautiful
rendition.
Of our, we got a theme song now.
We do.
And we were going to do it tonight, but only one Reeferette is here. One of them is still primping. And you don't know the song.
I don't
know
Jack.
Whoa.
Well, stop there, buddy, okay?
All right,
this is widely known that I don't know Jack.
47-time winner of the CMA Musician of the Year Award.
Hey!
And still counting.
Yeah. Lyman McAnally.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He's
a house band at Judge Roy Bean.
That's right.
We were in the house band together.
I burned it down.
We got a lot of history here.
I think you had a lot of vacations down here and played up at Jack West's place.
Absolutely.
Judge Roy Bean's, yep.
You know, we should investigate, you know, why there were so many of those. Do you think it's purely for the artistic expression?
No.
No?
No, I think...
That's what they told me.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I just didn't know, but, you know, there were some songs written that kind of reflected maybe some other possibilities of some meetings or something that came in, because he's, you know, originally from, Mac's kind of a strange geographical, from Belmont, Mississippi. He doesn't know really where he's from.
No, he's confused.
He's confused.
Yeah. Nobody in my family could tell me.
Well, that should have been a sign. But anyway, he found a home in South Alabama.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, and so he's got connections here. You got relatives here?
I've got family here.
And for those of you who don't know, there's a coral reefer, the beat goes on wedding.
A union between these.
These will be father-in-laws of a couple soon to be bound by the bands of marriage. Oh, look at that. Oh, brothers. Oh, yeah.
Co-daddies.
We gotta wrap it up. So the weather's coming.
So the co-daddies are looking for a few donations.
That's it.
To pay for the wedding. Anybody wants to send them money?
Send it right to
Lyman Mac McAnally or Mike Utley. You got their email address. Send them a little donation. Help them out. People to put on this wedding. I pay them well, but they're going overboard. Yeah, and we have to go now because we got a show.
Sweet home,
South Alabama.
That's it.
Woo! See you from Jet. No. See you next time on the new tour. No Jazz Fest broadcast, right?
Nope.
You got to be there to experience it. That's all.
That's right.
All right. Adios, amigos. All right. See you later, alligators.